most people's faith is irrational. In other words, it is not enough to believe. He must have grounds, foundation, and reason why we believe. During his public ministry, Jesus made astounding claims. Of course, claiming to be one with the Father, claiming that he would finally come and judge the whole world on the last day. Jesus told his followers the Old Testament laws on marriage are hereby abolished. No more divorce and remarriage. No more polygamy. No more what? No more divorce and remarriage. No more polygamy. You know what happened? Even his own disciples. Remember, when Jesus said that, leave it to the disciples, all masculine gender. Seems to us, Master, better not marry. You mean remain for life with one woman? Please, Lord. That's impossible. It was then that Jesus told the disciples, if you are astounded at my followers, they no longer divorce and marry another woman. Tell you what, my followers will even some will receive the grace to not marry at all. Even Peter, loud-mouthed Peter, had nothing to say. This Jesus taught both things to be believed and morals to practice. That and hear it. Are humanly impossible. You don't know what grace is unless you know grace is that which enables us to do the humanly impossible. See, behind Thomas's doubt was not just whether or not Jesus really rose from the dead. Behind Thomas's doubt was his questioning everything which Jesus had taught. We know what happened. Our Lord appeared to the disciples 1 week after Easter Sunday. He called Thomas aside. Thomas was there. And reprimanded him. Scolded him. And then, remember, told him, Thomas, put his finger into his side, and see the cavities in Christ's hands and feet. Sisters, the risen Christ in heaven, throughout eternity, has holes in his hands and feet and open side. Is that grace? Thomas broke down. If Thomas had not repented, then, like Judas, who did not repent, like Peter, who did repent, there would have been three apostates among the apostles. I like to describe Thomas as the one theologian among the 12 apostles. You may have been surprised what I said about Carl Rahn last night. Brilliant mind. Wrote a shelf of books. Every one of Carl Rahn's books could have one title. A great big question mark. He questions everything. The main reason why the Catholic Church is in such a deep crisis on the missions countries that for centuries have been evangelizing are no longer evangelizing, and a single main reason, how I'd rather call under this building than say it, was my fellow Jesuit, Carl Rahn. You don't try to convert a Hindu. You don't try to convert a Buddhist. You don't try to convert a Muslim. Have the Hindu be a good Hindu, Buddhist a good Hindu, and Muslim a good Muslim. Leave these people in their own religion. That is a satanic lie. I repeat, that is a satanic lie. And sisters, I know the missionaries of charity much, much better than you think I do. Far better. You missionaries of charity, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, understand your faith. And here understanding our faith is, as we'll see before we finish this meditation, is proclaim the gospel to all nations. Because, as the Evangelist Mark tells us, those who believe in Jesus Christ will be saved. Those who don't believe will not be saved. You know and I know, people who do no fault of their own do not know about Christ, can be saved. But salvation is in the name of Jesus Christ. Then Thomas, repenting, and his words have been repeated now for almost 2,000 years. He looked at a man and he said, "My Lord and my God." Everything in our lives as Christians, as Catholics, as consecrated persons depends on our believing what Thomas told Jesus, my Lord and my God.